This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we go back to Thanksgiving Day, 1898, as Michigan head coach Gustav Ferbert and his undefeated Wolverines travel to the Windy City to face Amos Alonzo Stagg and his powerful University of Chicago Maroons. While rarely discussed these days, the game is without a doubt one of the most memorable matchups in Wolverine lore. While today our undisputed rival is clearly the Buckeyes, back in 1898, the coach and the team that really got the maize and blue blood boiling was Stagg and his Chicago teams. The past few seasons, the teams had met in the season finale, and this would be no different. The defining moment of the contest was when Michigan's Charles Widman broke free on a 65-yard touchdown dash that helped seal the 12-11 victory and gave Michigan the conference championship and the title Champions of the West. Among the 600 or so fans in attendance was U of M music student Louis Elbel. So inspired by the victory, Elbel later put pen to paper and composed a song, or more specifically, a fight song. Elbel later reflected on that moment, saying, "My spirits were so uplifted that I was clear off the earth, and that is when the victors was inspired. I put in a lot of hails, and I knew the fellows would get in the proper emphasis. Through them, the title suggested itself, and I dedicated it to the team of 1898. So that season, Michigan was undoubtedly the champions of the West. But looking back, does Michigan have a right to claim the title of national champions? It seems silly discussing this 114 years later, but there is a recent precedent for such action. In 2004, Southern Cal looked back at its history and claimed the 1939 championship. In August of this year, our Little Brown Jug rival Minnesota announced it claimed a share of the 1904 national championship. While Harvard and Princeton each take credit for that 1898 crown based on different measurements, does Michigan, who went undefeated and outscored opponents 205-26, have an argument to join them? Discuss amongst yourselves, but first, beat Ohio! For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the Key Bank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.